Welcome aboard this week's podcast of Dudes Dish Disney. Get ready for amazing attractions across America. Beer halls and bar rooms, banquets and beverages, a collection of characters and colleagues.
No cupcakes.
It's Dudes Dishing Disney. This episode of Dudes Dish Disney is sponsored by Magic Vacations. Magic Vacations. Discover the magic of travel. And now your hosts, the dudes of Dudes Dish Disney.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dudes Dish Disney. Joining us this week is Jonathan, our producer and resident tech dude.
What's going on, guys?
Also joining us is Ryan, our co-host. He is the number one Disney dude.
What's up, dudes?
And I'm Congo Carl, former Jungle Cruise skipper, here to guide you through this week's episode of Dudes Dish Disney. And we've brought back a timeless tradition. We're bringing back the Dudes Draft today. You've been waiting for it. You've been wanting it. And we're finally back after all these years. Right, dudes?
What do you mean after all these years? We stopped it for like 8 months.
Well, it feels
in Carl years, that's like 38 years.
True. That is very true.
In honor of Super Bowl week, we are going to have a draft for the best Walt Disney World commercials on the Super Bowl. You know what I'm talking about. The old, I'm going to Disney World line. Who said it best? What was the best commercials over the some 30 years of this tradition? So before we hand it over to Ryan and get into the rules of the draft, I love this bit of nostalgia and doing this again, guys.
Nostalgia is what you're all about, Carl. That's why we did it in the first two seasons and we let it go. So you get excited about it again?
Maybe that's it. So, but before we do that, I thought I would give you a little history of the I'm going to Disneyland or Disney World, that iconic phrase that is usually said after the winning MVP of the Super Bowl wins, turns into the camera, smiles, and says that, right? It become quite a tradition. And it began in 1987. And I want to tell you the backstory behind it. It's all over there. You probably know it. But if you're a football fan, you may not know the details of it. I got a real kick out of reading on it. So it all began back at dinner in 1987 with the former Disney CEO, Michael Eisner, his wife, Jane, and they were having dinner with the first people to fly around the world without stopping. And that was Dick Rattan and Gianna Yeager, his wife. And so they had a wonderful experience, and they were there sharing it at dinner. And Michael had turned to him at that dinner table and said, well, now that you've accomplished the pinnacle of your aspirations, what could you possibly do next? To which they jokingly replied, I'm going to Disneyland. And just at that second, Michael Eisner's wife, Jane, paused and said, you know, that's a good slogan. And so the idea was born. And a strategy was put in place that Disney targeted both the quarterbacks of each Super Bowl team and informed them they'd give the winning quarterback $75,000 to say, I'm going to Disneyland. And of course, the first time that happened was 1987. So the rest, as they say, is history. But I thought that was an interesting aspect on how that became a tradition. And hearing the When You Wish Upon a Star music and that iconic phrase, to some visual images, always makes that a special ending to any Super Bowl, whether your team won or didn't win. So anyways, that's the background, and we're going to evaluate and rank and draft the actually best of those commercials, in our opinion. So we're tying in Disney with Super Bowl week and with a draft. And in order to explain all the rules of the draft is our own resident draft expert, Ryan.
I feel like I got suckered into a draft that I'm going to lose for the first time. And that's the only way we could bring this back, but that's okay. It's not my best subject, but I'm going to do my best. rules for the draft for those who haven't listened in a couple of years or who've forgotten. We're basically going to pick an order, and actually I'm going to live pick it right now. I'm sharing my screen so that you guys can hear it all at the same time as Carl and John hear it, so nobody can accuse us of doing anything intentionally. But we're going to do this draft. Everybody's going to pick three picks, right? So we're going to have the first person go first, the second person go second, the third person go third. Round two, the second person will start, and then round three, the third person will start. So that's the way it's going to go. At the end, we will recap what all the picks were. These must be commercial Super Bowl MVPs. We're going to pick or recap what they were, and then we're going to release it to social media for you guys to all vote on it. So keep an eye on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for that. You guys ready for to spin the wheel here?
We are ready.
Let's go.
All right. So the number one pick is going to go to me,
Ryan,
which is great. I need it for this draft. So that's awesome. The number two pick is going to go to Carl, which means John will go number three. Now, this is great because for anybody who's listened to the show knows that usually when we pick these, John goes first and I go last, but Carl is always in second somehow. So I don't know how that works, but
sometimes easier going last. But anyways, Ryan, you get to kick it off with us. Who is your first pick?
I need this one. So I'm going to go with Phil Sims, 1987. It's the original. It's the original. It's started to the tradition. It's real, right? The guys now, they know they have to say it. So they got to play it up or act it up, right? That's just real raw emotion coming out from Phil Sims. So not to mention Phil Sims, a class guy, stand-up guy. So overall, 1987, Phil Sims, that's where I'm going.
Yeah, so you didn't want to do this and right away you took my pick. So there you go.
I mean, that's the only one I knew coming in that I had to have. Trust me, the rest of this is going to go like John's normal first pick. Would go. But all right, Carl, you can go ahead and get us off with the next one.
Okay. So I am going to, and I'm going on the pure, what's memorable about the commercial, and your listeners, if you're not familiar with them, go look at them online and see what I'm talking about, because some of them are just blasé, but some of them are just priceless. And I want to go, my first pick is going to be last year when Brady and Gronk won at Tampa Bay. One, for them to be together again, but on a different team. And the way they did it, and Gronk is just such a goof in commercials anyways, but their screams and their yells and everything. And you got to go with that duo who won so many Super Bowls and probably said this phrase more than anyone else. You got to have them on your list somewhere. And I'm going to go not with the traditional Patriots, though, but when they won it at Tampa Bay.
So that's Gronk Brady 2021. Is that accurate?
You're correct, Ryan. That was okay. 2021 when they beat the Kansas City Chiefs 31-9.
Great. I like it. I don't know if I want to tell you this, but that was on my list. It was some of the ones that I looked at. I didn't do it because I don't know, man. I think you're going to get a lot of sentimental love from a lot of the New England MVPs that joined in on these votes, because you're going to have a lot of people who are like, oh, yay, great. You know, look, it's former Patriots and they still keep winning. Right. But other than that, Gronk is a moron, you know, so he really is, like, love him or leave him, he's a goof, right? So I don't know if I would have taken that in the first round. I guess that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, look, I took it because they're also in Tampa, in the Florida home state for Disney World. It was a quick drive down there, you know, unlike that's the true. Other years where they fly yeah. down.
You got the locals.
It was promoting the whole come to Florida thing, right? And I look at it from also from the advertising and the content of the ad, more than just, you know, who's saying it. But to me, that had all the right combinations. You know, them and Phil were my one and two picks.
Yeah, that's a good one. You you definitely stole one that was on my list. It wasn't my first round pick for sure. But yeah, I mean, it is a good pick. I've got the sentimental love of Brady and Gronk after all the years up here in New England. You can't go wrong with it. But I am going to jump back a few years earlier for mine to 2019 for my pick. And I'm going to take my buddy Julian Edelman with Brady with this 2019 season for that one. The end of that game was absolutely incredible, which definitely allowed the emotion to flow with Brady and Edelman on that play there, in the way that got captured. I mean, you can tell that they played up the camera big time when they shot the commercial, but even still, there was definitely raw emotion after Julian caught that ball. And Ryan, I know how much you can't stand that one, but you can't deny that catch was absolutely incredibly insane.
I remember him dropping one in the Super Bowl. Does that count?
We're not talking about one of the passes you dropped. We're talking about the one that won in the...
Oh, my bad. My bad. I'm sorry. Just trying to trigger you. No big deal.
It was on my list. Look, that was on my list too, right? So I'm with you as far as that is one of the potentials. I don't know. I figured somebody would pick that one. The content of it, again, it used to always be one person saying this as a tradition. When the Patriots were winning so many Super Bowls, they started to break it up and have multiple people say it or two people say it at once, because it was just, you know, getting old hat to have Tom say it every year after year after year. Right, Brian? So that's kind of what we're used to.
Do you know that my team played your team one time in Super Bowl history and whipped your ass?
I do.
And okay, I just want to make sure we remember that.
I don't think you were alive for that, and I was.
I was three, sir. Okay. I was 3 years old. And I don't care who you are, if you're from Chicago, that 1985 season, you were alive for it, even if you were born in 1992. Okay?
Yeah.
that's how it goes.
I do remember that game because I remember I was living in Western Mass, but I had a reason to go into Boston. And one of the street vendors in Faneuil Hall was selling shirts about it, you know. And of course, who can ever forget the Super Bowl shuffle, which came out of that 1985. And it was the famous Bears video musical, the Super Bowl shuffle. So that's probably the only good thing that came out of that game.
Yes. Although that was filmed several weeks earlier because they were just that cocky, but yes.
Right. Yeah. Didn't come to start no trouble. Just came to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
Hey man, his name was Sweetness and he liked to dance. Running the ball was like making romance. All right.
That's it. So you know. The fridge.
The fridge was a beast for the
80s. All right. So John's, any comments on John's pick or have you already commented on John's pick?
I kind of commented on it. It's interesting and not surprising to me that I went with, you know, somebody from the New York Giants in the first pick and you went with your old quarterback tight end, cute pair, and John went with his hometown team right away. Yeah. So I think that's interesting. But Carl, we can go into round two. And
all right. I'm going to go back to one. And this one is going to be in a sort of an obscure game a little bit, but not really. And again, I'm picking it for the excitement and laughability of the quote, "I'm going to Disneyland," in this case. And this was, I'm going back to 2006 when the Pittsburgh Steelers defeated the Seattle Seahawks 21-10 in Super Bowl XL because they wore the XL shirts. And 2006, Hines Ward said the famous line, but it wasn't just the famous line that he said, is that they did the fireworks and they cut back the castle and then they zoomed back to him and he was on the field and he says, "And I'm taking the bus." And that was so funny about it because he's like, "I'm going to Disneyland and I'm taking the bus." So I don't know if he was like referring to, I'm going to take the bus from Seattle down to Disneyland or what it is, but when he says it, the smile on his face and his laughter, it's just a classic. You know, when you have worked your whole career and won that pinnacle of a sport, and then you get excited about it and laugh, you could just tell he was having such a good time with it, and it just made for a great commercial.
I think that's key in it. I do think that that's key, is having fun with it or showing emotion in it, which you guys have both gone back to for the last two. I think that's fair. It's hard for me to judge the draft based on just those, because like emotion can be taken so differently by each person, but I think it's fair.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely fair. I mean, I do like the difference in this commercial, because that's not something you see in a lot of people, but a lot of people literally follow the script and that's all you see. So the difference definitely, I think, is going to play key for you here.
All right. Who's up next?
John, it's going to be back to you.
All right. So for this one, which I'm still a little surprised it's on the board here, but I'm going back to last year's Super Bowl. So the most recent Super Bowl here with Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald, and Matt Stafford. And I'm choosing this one. Big difference is because this one was a little different. This one, you hadn't seen in a while. This one had all of their family involved in it. And it definitely kind of played into that whole Disney vibe with the family and everything. And again, this is one you could definitely see the emotion in. And I think it just played very, very well with them, again, winning in their home stadium with Disneyland right down the road. I think it just worked very, very well.
I like that one too. That was definitely on my list. The family there and seeing them all excited. That was, I think, the first time they had such a large group, but they all had the wives and their kids. And the kids, you could tell, were sincerely excited. Like, yeah, we're going to Disneyland, right? So that was awesome. And again, another West Coast one where they're saying Disneyland instead of Disney World, which was the classic one. And I always think that's interesting on how, depending on where the Super Bowl is played or who's playing it, they make that decision. Are you going to say Disney World or Disneyland, right? And I don't know if it has to do with transporting and getting the players there the very next day for the parades, or whether they're promoting it in the market that is, you know, the most people watching that Super Bowl. It's a West Coast game, right? An LA game. Why aren't they going to promote it to everybody? And maybe the park gets crowded with everybody to see their champions be on parade the next day. It's just genius marketing, not only the phrase, but how they figured it all out. And that's that was definitely one. If some of mine were picked, I was definitely going to have that one on my list. John, good pick.
Yeah, that was my next pick, John. So good call by you to steal that one off the board from me. I think it brings about everything that Disney is about, right? It's the whole idea of family, going in multi-generational family. So here you have three of your superstars. It's not about the game or what happened or anything, but you've got three of your superstars from the Super Bowl winning team, you know, an unlikely team to come and win, some might think, with a couple of unlikely heroes winning the Super Bowl MVP. And they got their families with them shouting. I think that's what Disney's all about. So I can agree with that one. I don't like it because I have like three total on my list and now I'm totally screwed.
this is very uncharacteristic for Ryan here.
We're not really, like, I'm the number one Disney dude. I'm not the number one NFL watching Super Bowl dude, right? Like, I like the NFL. I watch it. Let's be honest. My team has only been in it twice, right, since I was born. The other time that they were there that I was old enough to go watch and enjoy the game, I went to the game, and it literally changed me as a football fan. Because, yes, I got to see Peyton Manning win his first Super Bowl, which is kind of cool, but he beat my team to do it. So that kind of sucked, right? I would have loved
it. Was that 2014? When was that?
No, that would be 2007. That was the 2006 season with the 2007 Super Bowl. Yeah, I would have loved to have seen a Devin Hester "I'm going to Disney World" promo, though. That would have been on this list for all of us, I promise you. With that said, guys, I'm gonna go with 2013. I'm gonna go with Joe Flacco. And what I like about 2013 with Joe Flacco is it's just one dude who's like fallen into obscurity since then. And he's just like amped up to be doing this, right? Like he's looking down at the camera, fist clenched and pumped. And like, I'm like, dude, you're going to Disney World. So for pure comedic value for me, I'm putting Joe Flacco in 2013.
See, now that's one of the reasons I thought it was one of the worst ones. He looked like he was not into it. Like he didn't want to say it. He was all alone. It was just, you know, I remember that game with the Ravens. But if you go and look at that video, I mean, Joe Flacco does not look like he really means it. And like, he's going to Disney World and could give two cares about going to Disney World.
Listen, I'm already going to get my teeth kicked in on this draft. I don't need you to take mine and tell everybody it's the worst one. Okay.
It is. There's three that are really bad. And I mean, we're not all done picking. We can go after them after, but to me, that's one of the top three worst ones. So
I think you saved three just so you can say it again about my next pick too. Well, I mean, listen, here's the thing though, right? The ones that you guys have picked, these are rehearsed. They're staged. They're set up. You have to go watch these guys, and they know they're going to get recorded saying it because they've been set in a specific spot, had their families or had their buddies brought in, and then they did it, right? This one is like in the moment. The camera is on the grass field level looking up at him, and he's walking away like, I'm going to Disney World. Like, I think it's raw.
That's like the original one, Phil Simms, right? And you have to remember, everybody knows they're going to do it, right? Because they tell both potential MVPs or quarterbacks, they're going to both pay them. It's just who's going to film them at that instant, right? So everyone knows it's going to happen, and that some do have a plan and stage it up. I think more recently, in these recent years, you've seen the complexities with multiple people, families and stuff. People are playing it up. I think the older ones, like when you picked Simms, were more raw because it was always just a single person, right? But it's some of the single person ones that are interesting characters on who they are as quarterbacks too, that, you know, they didn't do as good job of it as some of the others. There's a few, but that was unlike my top three worst. So good luck.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. This was going to be my next pick, Ryan. So, you got one for me.
Yeah. Eat that, John.
For the one time you stole a good one from me, unlike many times, but yeah, I'm like Carl here. I do think this was a good one. Just the raw emotion within the game, it definitely presented itself well here with this. The game is unique in the circumstances that happened during the game. I mean, come on now, we had a power outage in the middle of a game, in the middle of a Super Bowl here. So, there was definitely some weird emotion. I mean, this game was different, so it works. I mean, it definitely works. It's a good pick. So,
That's all I got. Are we moving on to the next round? Where are we at?
I think we're moving.
Carl, do you still have to pick? No.
Is it my third and final pick?
Yeah, sorry. This is the third round. So it is actually back to John now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, seeing Ryan, you stole my last pick. I'm going to take Drew Brees here from Super Bowl 44, which, what year is that?
New Orleans is the first Super Bowl win, right?
Yes. Yep. That was in 2010. And again, Drew Brees, that game, again, it's Drew Brees. He is such an emotional person. And again, just seeing his raw emotion to that. I mean, you could tell he was excited with his kids, everything, to be able to bring them to Disney. That's what really set it apart for me here to put this on my list.
It was just him in the commercial, though.
It was him in the commercial, but you could tell because at that time his kids were young.
Yes.
And it was very obvious that his kids were young. I mean, he always talks about his children and everything. So, I mean, there was no doubt that he was very excited to be able to do that.
I was more excited for the Saints in that game than I was for Drew, but it was nice to see him win. And I had him down, but I had, again, I had a question mark on the quality of, he was one of the three people. I'm like, he didn't deliver the line like it should be. When you listen to the show, there's just, you know, it was like, okay, I'm getting paid my money to say this, you know? I was excited for him in the win, but I didn't think he did that good job in the commercial itself. And I guess that's part of the art here in the draft, right? Are we going to pick Super Bowl teams where our listeners and voters are going to vote for us in the draft and see who won? Or are we going to pick them that we think are the best commercial? My strategy, and it usually makes me win second place in these drafts, is to go after the content rather than strategically picking the players.
At least he knows, folks. At least he knows.
He knows his own plan. The rest of us have no idea what it is.
I don't know, but I think I've got two exciting ones so far. So I see why you pick it, John. But again, it's disqualified for me. There's that and a couple others that I think did really poor jobs of it. So Ryan.
All right, guys. I'm just gonna do this. I'm gonna go with Eli Manning. For two reasons. Number one, because I want to make both of you guys shake your heads at me. I'm going to do Eli Manning 2008, which is when he beat the Patriots, as we know, the first time. And in that recording, Eli is running off the field and they ask him, and he says, "I'm living the dream. I'm going to Disney World." That, to me, that extra living the dream, Carl, it meets your
standard. Yeah, it does.
For having a little bit more emotion to it. But also, talk about true, right? This guy just came in and beat a team he had no business beating, let's be honest. Like, he had no business beating them, and he wins Super Bowl MVP. He did it again, but he never should have won either of those. He was never good enough to do that.
That's right.
And he's right. He was living the dream. He was actually living a dream. So I'm going with Eli Manning.
Yeah, I'm just going to admit, I'm still butthurt. I am still very much butthurt by both games there. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
I also saved this for the third round because I knew neither of you would pick it.
Right. I almost had it on my list, and then I realized that would be a bad decision.
I have it. I have it here because of, again, the content of it. So I'll give you that. It wasn't my next pick, but it was there.
Happy to hear it's not one of your worst, Carl.
No, there you go. So that leaves me for the final pick.
It is you for the final pick. Yeah. In this season four shortened draft that I'm planning on coming in third place in.
So, again, I'm going to go with one that probably I encourage my listeners. You have to go listen and watch the commercial. I'm going to take you to February 3rd, 2014. Again, I'm going to go with the Seahawks, but this time it's Malcolm Smith. And Malcolm Smith says, "I'm going to Disney," but he also gives that big, large scream yell like a kid excited to go. And when you see that video, you know it's, you know, gut felt, heartfelt. He's excited. He just won the biggest game of his life. And he's like, "Yeah, I'll say it. And I'm making $75,000 for saying this too." So.
Yep.
And but he's just the smile on his house, the grin from ear to ear. The guy was just so excited. It's definitely in my like top two or three, and we're only picking three, so I had to pick him.
This is where, Carl, you lose.
Right.
This is where you lose because a lot of people, let's be real, a lot of people who listen to the show aren't always the ones that are voting. So when you put this list up for people to vote on,
yeah,
by the time it's being voted on for that's worth, nobody heard you say Malcolm Smith in the completely reasonable logic you used for it.
Yeah.
They're just going to see Malcolm Smith and be like, "What the hell was Carl smoking?" Right? Like, exactly. Like that's it. So, whereas I have Eli Manning in my third round and John has Drew Brees in his third round, those are names people are going to know. Yep. Love them or hate them, they're going to know them.
No, and there's a lot of other people that for the commercials were just awful. We can talk about the people we didn't pick right now that are very recognizable. One of the worst commercial Actually, no, okay. The borderline that the other pick I was going to go was kind of between bad and good, but it just wasn't good content, was 2020 with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not a...
That was terrible.
Yeah.
He went full pedo style there, creeper.
It was creeper, right? It was totally creeper. But people would might see Patrick Mahomes and vote for it.
Yep, agreed.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Patrick Mahomes. They're going right. to... I mean, people love Mahomes.
Right. So that's kind of the... That's the categories. I don't know if you guys have saw some other ones that were really bad.
Most of them are not great. Let's be honest about it, right? Yeah, most of them are really just kind of like, we're going to slide you in here. You got to look for that, like you said, one or two that actually have the emotion or have some sort of significance.
Right. The other one that was really bad, I thought, in my opinion, was 2011 with Aaron Rodgers. And again, you could pick Aaron and people go, okay, I'll vote for Aaron because he's on your list. But that one looked so insincere. It's like, oh yeah, I have to do this before I, you know, go celebrate with my teammates and stuff. Right. So that was another one. He's an interesting character anyways.
Well, Ryan's going to give you a biased opinion of Rodgers anyways, being the Packers.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very thankful to admit now that even Packer fans have a different opinion of Aaron Rodgers these days. So he's kind of done it to himself where he's become quite the polarizing character in the NFL these days. You either love that guy or you hate him. And it really has nothing to do with whether you're a Packer fan or a Bear fan or a Vikings fan. Other than the Vikings fans and the Bears fans are probably going to hate him more. Right. But a lot of people around the country have a dislike for Aaron Rodgers now, and that makes me very happy.
My opinion's changed in the past couple of years. I used to really like him, and I don't know. He's just, I don't know.
Now for our least favorite quarterbacks. All right, this draft I can get down on. Let's do this, guys.
We don't have time for that this week, Ryan, but let's do this. Let's review our picks and tell all our listeners how to go to social media and vote for us this weekend, the weekend of the Super Bowl.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to wrap it up here. Let's give a rundown of what we picked. So my picks as the first overall pick was Phil Simms, 1987, the original. Then I had Joe Flacco in 2013 and Eli Manning in 2008. Carl, you went as the second overall pick, and you started off with your favorite touchdown duo, Brady and Gronk, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You went with Hines Ward, all-around class act for the 2006 Super Bowl winning Steelers, and you took Malcolm Smith in 2014. John, you went with Julian Edelman because you have a man crush for his 2019 season. You took the 2022 Rams, who had basically the 2022 version of Julian Edelman on their team. And then you took Drew Brees in 2010. So thank you for steering away from your man crush for one pick, unless there's maybe an old fantasy history with Drew Brees. But anyway, overall, good picks, some good names on this list. I'm excited to see where it lands, one of you guys winning finally a first draft for the season. And I hope we do more drafts in the future.
All right. Tell our listeners where to go listen, watch, and vote on social media.
So on Facebook, we're going to be at Dudes Dish Disney. On Instagram, we're going to be at Dudes Dish Disney. And on Twitter, we're going to be at Dudes_Dish.
So there you have it. Our kickoff to the Super Bowl weekend, bringing back the classic Dudes Draft Disney for these wonderful Super Bowl commercials. And wherever you go, wish upon a star and may your dreams come true. Until then, later, dudes.
Later, dudes.
Later, dudes.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Dudes Dish Disney. Please check us out on social media. On Facebook at Dudes Dish Disney. On Instagram at Dudes Dish Disney. On Twitter at Disney_Dish. Please visit our sponsor, Magic Vacations, at magicvacations.net. More than just a travel agency, Magic Vacations has over 60 Magic Vacation planners committed to bringing you white glove concierge service. Using a magic vacation planner allows you to spend more time making memories and less time worrying about the details. For all of your Disney, Universal, cruise, and global travel, go to magicvacations.net. Magic Vacations. Discover the magic of travel.